On. Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. We got the snow piling up, Len. But on the good news front, 8:30 coming up, we've got the four-pack tickets for the Mets giveaway.
That's great. We gave our first Mets tickets of the year away.
Bridget O'Reilly, yeah, she won, yeah.
One of our regular listeners, yeah. A big Broadway fan. At 8:30, more tickets coming your way. But we've got the snow and lots of other big news today, Michael.
Yeah, the big three. We got the snow here, 8 to 12 inches in New York City. A ban on a lot of tractor trailers there in New Jersey. The commute is going to be a nightmare this afternoon. It's going to be a nightmare.
It is. Airports, American Airlines is shutting down operations in 3 hours at LaGuardia, but tons of cancellations at all the major airports, including Michael's flight to London. Unfortunately, he's not going to be able to go tonight.
I will be with you tomorrow, yes, and sir. Friday. Also in the big three, the Austin bomber has blown himself up. We're getting some more details. A 24-year-old white male. We don't know his name yet. But the police were closing in, and apparently they shot at him, but he also blew himself up.
And he's dead.
And he is dead.
He is finito. Dead. So hopefully that whole issue, we don't know if he left behind any other packages, but he's gone.
Also in the big three, Trump and Putin. He congratulated Vladimir winning the election, and Stormy Daniels took a lie detector test. So that's the big three. But first, let's check in now with Commissioner, Sanitation Department Commissioner Catherine Garcia. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
All right. So what is it looking like to you out there? And are you prepared for 8 to 12 inches?
Oh, absolutely. So we are seeing snow across the city at this point in time, but we are not seeing it accumulate yet. We did salt on the overnight to hopefully suppress any accumulations that might occur today. But we're prepared for if it ends up being a foot of snow.
So what does it have to be like for you to activate and say, okay, go to all your trucks?
Well, so the salt spreaders are out and actively spreading salt at this time, and the plows are, many of them are in pre-position at this moment, and we're waiting until we get something that has accumulated so that we can start plowing. But we anticipate that we will have probably close to 2,300 pieces of equipment out of sanitation, and we've also activated our other city agencies, which will add additional pieces of equipment.
Can you drive one of those trucks, Commissioner?
I cannot. I do not have a CDL license, so I cannot drive them.
But you ride.
Probably safer for everyone.
Speaking of which, people really should try to stay off the roads, right? Because they need to be clear for you guys to do your work.
Well, one, they should stay off the roads because it makes everything easier for the department to keep things clear. But also, we know that conditions are going to deteriorate, and we anticipate having whiteout conditions this afternoon with heavy snow and a lot of wind. I mean, we're already seeing a lot of wind out there. So if people do have to drive, just take it slow and realize that we'll have a lot of trucks on the road today as well.
Hey, Commissioner, before you run, do you run into a problem where if you plow, when it's plowable, if the snow's coming down so hard, that's a futile effort, you're just going to have to plow again?
We are going to just have to plow again. I mean, that is how you stay ahead of a storm like this, is to keep it from accumulating on the road. So we will continue and stay on our routes until everything is clear, and hopefully we will actually hit springtime in the not-too-distant future.
Hopefully. That would be a great thing.
That would be a really nice thing, Commissioner. All right, Sanitation Department Commissioner Catherine Garcia. She doesn't drive the truck, but she sounds like she is prepared to do battle, Catherine, against this snowstorm. Thanks a lot, Catherine.
Thank you.
All right. So 8 to 12 inches headed our way. Temperatures are going to be plunging. And winds, don't forget the winds there, Len, gusts of up to 40 miles an hour,
that's the
which is going
problem.
To cause some power. I'm sure they're going to be power outages.
Well, and it also causes transportation problems because if a tree or a power line, you know, goes across the tracks, you've got issues, Long Island Railroad and Metro North, et cetera. And I think, obviously, it's the afternoon commute that everyone's worried about.
Yeah, if you can stay home today, is the day to sock in, keep your radios to 710 WOR, and in what, coming up in 20 minutes, Len, we're going to be giving away some more Mets tickets.
And just a note, New Jersey, a state of emergency has been declared by Governor Phil Murphy, but also he has banned commercial vehicles on Interstate 78, 80, 280, 287. So keep that in mind. And also, New Jersey state offices are closed.
Right. All right, let's go down to Austin, Texas, and check in with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan on the bomber who apparently blew himself up. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, that's the indication here. Now the feds have several questions to answer. Was he acting alone, or are there others who might have been involved? And were any other packages deployed before he killed himself inside his vehicle as police were moving in? We don't know the answers to those two things yet, and at least publicly, we don't know who this person is. He has not been identified in the public arena. Certainly, the investigators know who he was. They were able to track him here to the community of Round Rock, just north of Austin. And as they were moving in, as we've said, he committed suicide by pulling the final detonating device on one more bomb.
Did they determine officially that he did blow himself up? It wasn't the police bullet?
Could have been one or the other, but again, that's for the medical examiner to determine. We're told that it was a powerful explosion, so I think the suspicion is that that this was suicide, not by cop, but suicide by the bomber himself.
Mm. How about the couple of policemen moved in on him and they were thrown back by the explosion? Are they okay, Jim?
Yes, there was one officer that we know was injured, but not seriously. You know, they're wearing full SWAT gear. They're ready for this sort of confrontation, I suspect. And I think it may have been just the force of the blast that sent this person to the ground. We saw the same situation in the FedEx sorting facility down by San Antonio two nights ago. You know, one of the devices that this person is thought to have put into the FedEx system, it blew up on a conveyor belt, blowing an employee back onto her seat. She also lost her hearing for a short time, had a ringing in her ears, but she was not hurt badly either. So these are powerful explosives this person was using.
We're on with Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent in Austin. And Jim, was my thought that it was only a matter of time. I mean, when a couple of packages are left on a porch, that's one thing. But then all of a sudden you involve the tripwire on the side of the road. And then when you start getting involved with FedEx facilities, I just thought he was writing his own death warrant.
Yes, I mean, because of a paper trail that's created, because of the surveillance video and still images that are accompanying your use of FedEx. So I think you're right. That was my suspicion yesterday as well, and that once he began delving out into the FedEx system, that it was only a matter of time.
Jim, how sophisticated were these bombs?
Well, yeah, there was a level of sophistication. Here's how you know that. He was able to, the first three devices were in boxes that were put onto people's front steps, you know, looked like a delivery. And he was able to deploy those. He was able to set up a tripwire bomb in southwest Austin and injure a couple of people. He was able to do those things, deploy those things, and deliver two other packages to a FedEx office without hurting himself. He didn't blow himself up until he wanted to. That was early this morning. Now, that shows some level. He had devices that would go off when you pick them up or open them or disturb them, and yet he was able to deliver them without hurting himself.
But we're not aware of if he had any military connection yet at all, right?
Not yet. You know, we'll have a lot of answers, I think, by the end of the day. The medical examiner will make the identification, and certainly that'll open up a book on who this person was.
Hey, Jim, did the police indicate they're going to go heavy into either looking at his devices or research to find out if they can even fathom what the motive was?
Yes, they do want to know that. Maybe it's just a point of interest right now, but as the continually evolving textbook on federal investigations continues, and on negotiating tactics, and on and trying to convince somebody to give themselves, you know, there are all sorts of things that can be gleaned from determining what his motive was and what his method was, what his background was about. So yes, they will determine that at some point.
All right, Jim Ryan, a little off topic here, but I hear a lot of birds in the background. What are you, Suzanne Plachette in that Alfred Hitchcock movie? I hear all these birds chirping behind you there.
You know what? It is late March, almost the beginning of April in Central Texas, and the grackles are resplendent. They are everywhere.
Grackles?
Grackles. I've never heard of that bird before, the grackles.
Filthy black birds. They're like a crow without the charm.
Ooh, well, Jim.
Without the charm.
Jim, don't go near a playground like Suzanne Plachette did in the birds, because those grackles, they congregate on the jungle gym, and then they peck your eyeballs out.
Stay out of the phone booths.
Exactly. All right, Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent. correspondent down in Austin, Texas. Thanks a lot, Jim. I've never heard of a grackle before.
I haven't grackle, but that's pretty funny. Crows without the charm.
Well, I'm impressed that Jim Ryan is is an expert on birds there.
So. I liked the chirping, though. It made me feel good.
It did. And this horrible story about this bomber down there. And the news is that the bomber has blown himself up, Len. But important to remember, there still may be some packages out there that have bombs in them.
All right, this is Austin Police Chief Brian Manley.
As members of the Austin Police Department SWAT team approached the vehicle, the suspect detonated a bomb inside the vehicle, knocking one of our SWAT officers back, and one of our SWAT officers fired at the suspect as well. The suspect is deceased.
All right, this happened 4 or 5 hours ago, and this is all we know about the dead serial bomber.
The individual involved in this incident was a 24-year-old white male.
So obviously they're going to go hard for a motive.
He's not been identified yet, but no. Jim Ryan was telling us the level of sophistication in putting those bombs together was pretty high. So, all right. Len, listen to this.
What?
An erotic model, Hubba Hubba, is offering advice on how to look young. You should take it, Len.
I should take it? Yeah, I should take the erotic
advice.
Model?
Yes, yes. This is my favorite story of the day coming up.
What is an erotic? I thought it was the lie detector test.
The Stormy Daniels is offering advice on how to stay young. No, it's not her, but she's an erotic model. So we're going to tell you about what her advice is to look young, plus an extended forecast with WOR meteorologist Ray Stajic when we get back.
You know what else? Mets tickets at 8:34 of them coming your way when we come back as well.
And your next chance at $1,000 is coming up at 9:05 on 710 WOR. But now let's go to traffic with Bernie Viter.
Well, 8:24 in the morning. Good morning, everyone. If you're just getting up, obviously you know we've got a snow day underway. Kids. That's why your kids are home, if you didn't know.
Just look out the window. That's why they're running around. You got to find something for them to do this morning.
Coming down hard, really hard, and it is starting
to stick.
Starting to stick.
I can see it out the window here. Yeah, it's definitely.
This is a lot different from the last one, Michael. Remember, there was nothing really in the morning, and it didn't pick up till later. But now, it's coming down.
Yeah, it was interesting for those of us who live here, right here in Manhattan, the last couple of storms, 1 to 3 inches, it got to work, no problem. Everybody around outside of the city got pounded, but it looks like we're taking a pounding today. Airports, a lot of flights canceled. America canceled all flights going out of LaGuardia. My Delta flight to London's
canceling operation. Yeah, your Delta flight to London's kaput. But LaGuardia, the only one we know for sure is American, has canceled all operations as of 11 o'clock this morning. So that's a problem. Let's get the specifics now. The what's, the when's, the where's, the how much. Let's go to Ray Stajic, our WOR meteorologist at the Weather Channel. Ray, what are you showing now?
Well, just what you're seeing, ground truth to some of the moderate snow coming in right now. Mile and a half visibility in Central Park. There is still a little sleet mixing in at JFK, but most of us are seeing mainly snow out onto Long Island. There's a little rain mixing in. And now the difference is what we've been talking about between the last event and this one is that the temperature is just a degree or two colder now, continuing to go down. Newark right now is at freezing, half mile snow and gusty winds. So we're starting to see most of the area get that transition on over to snowfall. Some of it falling moderately, and we'll get this batch to come on through, and then the main low will come on through, and we might actually get a lessening later this morning before the bulk of the snow and the more steady, moderate to heavy snowfall comes in this afternoon with gusty winds. So this is kind of the leading edge of some of this snow, and there is a little break down to our south as you get into Monmouth County and points south of that. So we'll get into this snow here, and as you said, starting to coat the roadways in places, and then we'll go through the afternoon and expect to see more snow. And in that 8 to 12-inch range, locally there might be some 12-plus totals. I think that's going to be hard to attain, so still a good snow coming down, and we may be getting into record territory in terms of the day, which we've got to get over 7 inches, and maybe even a top spring snowstorm. I think we've got to get just above 10 inches to get that. So either way, impacts to travel, we've already seen that, and impacts as we get into this morning and also into the afternoon with winter storm warnings up. The snow should start tapering off before midnight tonight, and then just some light snow overnight.
And Ray, wind's still going to hit 40 miles per hour? Are we going to have blizzard conditions here?
We've already already seen gusts getting into the 30-mile-an-hour range. So this afternoon, as the low gets closer, yeah, certainly get 40-mile-per-hour winds. The highest wind gust this hour out of Islip already gusting to 36. What you would need for a blizzard to officially be met, 35-mile-per-hour winds and gusts are sustained for three consecutive hours, along with quarter-mile visibility or less for those 3 hours also. So we may at times have near-blizzard conditions, but to define it officially as a blizzard, that's probably going to be a little bit harder to attain.
Ray, you're sticking with 11 inches in Central Park?
Yeah, we'll go around 11. We were 13 earlier, probably hover around 11. You know me, Len, I don't like numbers officially, but...
Well, because you never get them right, down. So that's why you don't love numbers.
Of course, well, hey, man, I can dance, so I'll dance.
Wait. Not only dance, I also hear you can sing. Natalie said she heard you singing Christmas carols in the background.
Yeah,
it's spring,
yeah,
Ray.
Like in the
it's spring.
We can build a snowman.
Oh, very nice. I have
and pretend that
here.
He is Parson Brown.
What, are you auditioning for Frozen?
Yeah, maybe. I'm looking for another career. Anybody?
I was on my way to see Andrew Lloyd Webber for his 70th birthday party in London. I would have mentioned you, but my flight
Phantom
was canceled.
Phantom of the Opera, one of my favorite soundtracks.
So ooh, you got to the looking at 11 Central Park,
yep.
And will that be the biggest? Normally, they always talk about Northwest or Westchester or Connecticut, but you think the biggest number is really right here in the city?
Yeah, I think the city, Queens, maybe around that 10-11-inch mark, and those higher totals will probably be reserved for areas in and around the city right now with some lower totals as you go north and west.
All right, Ray Stajic, Weather Channel. Keep on singing, kid, and dancing.
Right. Put in a good word with Lord Lloyd Webber for you, Ray.
I've said that about the weather people are song and dance men. There's no question about it.
It's true. He actually sings pretty well, though. I mean, he was on tune there. It was pretty good. So
all right, so this is your favorite
song?
I thought it was
good.
The picture of Stormy Daniels taking her lie.
Well, let me tell you, this picture I'm looking at is of Ina Vladimirskaya. She's an erotic model and sexologist. And
explain to me what an erotic model and sexologist is.
It means that she's a hottie. That's what
okay,
it means.
Fine. Just
Ukrainian, so she probably knows Trump. But
what?
She's a hottie from Ukraine. I'm sure okay. She knows Trump. Anyway, she says the trick, Len, to looking young is to jog in the nude and then jump into freezing cold water. She's a 32-year-old erotic model, and I'm looking at a picture, and she is erotic. She and her husband, they jog in the nude when it's cold outside, like it is today, every morning, and then at the end of the jog, they jump into a 15-degree Fahrenheit river and swim in the nude, and she says that's what keeps her looking young and hotty.
So wait a second. There are going to be people jogging naked in Flatbush, and then they have to go to Coney Island and jump in the water. What is this?
The Far Rockaways, and then you plunge into the Atlantic Ocean.
This is your favorite story of the day. Huh?
She looks really good. I'm sure she knows Trump.
I'm sure she does. Now it's your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. See the Mets take on the Cards March the 31st at Citi Field. Be caller number 12. The number 12 at 800-321-0710. You'll be the winner. Brought to you by the New York Mets and Coca-Cola. Opening weekend at Citi Field is going to feature a Mets Build-A-Bear Teddy giveaway to the first 15,000 fans in attendance on Saturday, March 31st, and a tote bag giveaway to all fans on Sunday, April 1st. For tickets to opening weekend, go to Mets.com/tickets. Good luck, everyone, with a 4-pack of Mets tickets. Time for the latest news headlines. Good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
Joe Bartlett, I showed him the picture of the erotic model. He can't pull himself together.
What's wrong with you?
He's like, show me the picture, show me that. He's like, he's speechless. You take a plunge in a cold river with her, wouldn't
I'm
you, Joe?
Jumping in the
right
water,
now.
Baby.
You've never seen a naked woman before, huh?
No. But it's just the whole connection. That was very good, Michael. Thank you.
Good job, Michael.
If you go in the river with her, I won't throw you a life preserver, okay?
Okay, Len. Mayor Blasio says, leave your car at home, take mass transit. He says you may be able to drive to work this morning, but getting home going to be different.
Now, this could mean, at times, intense heavy bands of snow, 1 to 2 inches per hour. We could even see 3 inches per hour at times.
Go. Who needs Ray Stajic? Huh? There's the mayor with his forecast. 8 to 12 inches expected here in the city. The snow now falling and just beginning to accumulate.
8 to 12 inches, that's what you get if you jump in the river.
Yeah, now, let's move on here, Michael. Residents of Austin told to remain vigilant. The bomber's dead, but he may have left some other bombs behind. The police chief, Brian Manley, says the 24-year-old white male was killed, actually killed himself when he was confronted by police this morning.
As members of the Austin Police Department SWAT team approached the vehicle, the suspect detonated a bomb inside the vehicle, knocking one of our SWAT officers back, and one of our SWAT officers fired at the suspect as well. The suspect is deceased.
He was tracked down by police thanks to surveillance video at a local FedEx store. Suspect thought to be responsible for five bombings that have killed two people, injured several others. And again, police say there may be some other unexploded bombs out there. So Austin residents being urged to remain vigilant. New report claims President Trump defied warnings from his top aides about congratulating Russian President Vladimir Putin on his reelection. Washington Post says a written briefing material given to the president before the call read in capital letters, "Do not congratulate."
And?
He did. He said congratulations.
Stop paying to the dark state memo. Oh, I can pay attention to that thing.
And
they're going to have to do cartoons. You know, just the words aren't enough on those briefings.
Big cue cards for him. But he's not going to pay it. He does what he wants to do. Right. Exactly. He's his own man, Len. He knows his own mind.
Beats to his own drum.
He's being polite.
Beats to his own
Vladimir Putin won the election. He's congratulating him. It was a squeaker, we know. But Putin pulled it out in the end.
He makes up his own mind. All right, here we go.
What?
Big debate on Twitter this morning.
Oh.
Are tennis balls green or yellow?
They're yellow.
According to the poll, you guys are wrong. A poll says 52% of people think they are green.
What?
52% said green.
They're only green if you play lawn tennis. Then they're white and they get green because they're skidding around on the grass.
42% yellow. But most people view them as green. The official verdict from the International Tennis Federation.
Yellow.
The ball shall be white or yellow in color.
Ah, you see.
If they're not white, they're yellow.
It's always white for lawn tennis, I do believe. Thank you, Len.
Thank you, Len.
See, I know a lot about sports.
Yes, you do.
Lawn tennis.
It is yellow. Come on. Come here. We've got you completely covered on the spring snowstorm. We'll talk to WOR's Alice Stockton Rossini here in New York. WOR's Scott Pringle in New Jersey coming up next. We'll announce the winner of the Mets tickets. Plus, your next chance is $1,000 coming up at 9:05 here on 710 WOR. Right now, with the snow coming down hard, let's check out traffic and Bernie Vice.
And we can build a snowman indeed. Len, I just went by the window, and the snow here in Manhattan is sticking to the sidewalks. Ray Stajic, WOR's meteorologist, is telling us about 8 to 11 inches, maybe 12 inches here in the city, so it's coming down.
What he also said, which is interesting, is this is just the first wave,
and
we'll probably see it abate later this morning.
Right.
But the real...
pounder.
Yeah, between 1 and 5 this afternoon, and what you have to worry about is not only the snow, well, the mayor said maybe as many as 3 inches an hour, but even if it's 2 inches, worry about those wind gusts of 40, that's going
to
be a problem.
But somebody is happy because they just won 4-pack to the Mets game. Who was it, Len?
Rena Scandula of Brooklyn. Congratulations, Rena. Won the Mets tickets to see the Cardinals. 4 tickets on March 31st at Citi Field, part of opening weekend. And more Mets tickets coming your way tomorrow and every morning at 7:30 right here with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be fun. And Len and I are going to be at the opening game next Thursday.
Week from Thursday. And
I've never been to Citi Field in my life. I've never been to a Mets game in my life. So I'm
really
looking forward to it. Yeah.
Well, this will be my third Mets stadium in my life.
Oh, right.
So I saw them play at the Polo Grounds when they first came into existence. And, of course, Shea Stadium. Now, Citi Field's a pretty ballpark. You're going to like it. And we'll visit the broadcast booth with Howie and Josh. And they'll let us call one of the batters.
Can I meet Thor?
No, he's pitching that day. So Howie, you asked Howie that. Howie said
no. I can't go out and meet Thor.
But Mickey Callaway, the manager, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's check in with Scott Pringle. He is off 280 in Parsnipany. Scott, it's sticking around here. Is it sticking out there in Parsnipany?
Boy.
Parsnipany is good.
Yeah. Parsnipany.
I've heard some of the people who live there are particularly Parsnipany.
Snippany.
These days they might be.
I don't even know where it is. I'm a West Village guy.
It's in Morris County, New Jersey, northwest of New York City.
All right.
Well, how about that for a lead-in, Pringle?
I don't know what to say about that. But anyway, the snow is not sticking here yet. It is coming down a little heavier. We just had a flurry or two about a half hour ago, but now it's a steady light snow, and nothing sticking to the grass, sidewalks, or street yet. So, people are going to work, and some of them are leaving early. Others are going to try to, just make it home and cross their fingers late afternoon during the afternoon commute.
Right. And are all those commercial tractor trailers off the road? I believe they've been banned this morning.
Yeah, I actually talked to a couple this morning. One thing I didn't even know, I informed him that the four major arteries that are that go east to west here, 280, 80, and 287 that goes north and south, they're all banned. Or commercial vehicles are banned from those roads here. So this is a very serious. The state of emergency is in effect. Schools are closed. State offices are closed today. I know just that my wife works in Vernon. That's in Sussex County. This is snow day number 13 for her.
Oh.
Wow.
So much for spring break for the kids.
But Parsippany had some problems last time around, correct, Scott?
Yeah, they did. Maybe one-third of the town was out, had no power, and JCP&L, that's their area. So, I talked to folks. They're a little bit nervous about that, especially because the trees are weak now, the ones that did not come down. So the power companies are expecting some power outages, and the governor was on the phone with them all day yesterday, so he says, and he said that they got him to bring in hundreds of extra crews from out of state. They're coming in from Ohio, and some of them should be here already.
Okay. All right. Scott Pringle, where are you again? I don't want to mispronounce it.
Parsippany.
Parsippany, where people are particularly parsnippity today with all the snow.
Parsippany, New Jersey.
Parsippany, New Jersey. All right, now thanks, a place. Scott. Let's go to a place I can pronounce, Times Square, where Alice Stockton Rossini is there. Alice, are people getting out the cross country skis?
Oh, it's a fun time here. No, it's not. There's it's just kind of melting on the sidewalk, but it's coming down hard. It's coming down big flakes. And it's kind of hard to see, and it's falling in your face, and my equipment's not working. It's a little annoying here right now.
Well, are the characters there, and particularly the desnudas?
It's the desnudas.
Is the naked cowboy out there?
They're naked. I can tell you that I know a band right now that is headed to Vermont, and they're going to put on their jock straps and ski down a slope naked. Really? I know that is happening today, and you'll probably hear about it.
Really?
I know the plan.
Well, if they're putting on what you say they're putting on, then technically they're not naked.
Well, that's correct, and that's how they figure they're not going to get kicked off the mountain. But stay tuned, everybody. That's going to be a fun one. It should be great pictures.
Naked skiing
in
Vermont,
yeah.
They're nude-ish.
Oh, my.
Alice, it's matinee day Wednesday around Broadway. I think the theaters are going to be open, so you know what you might want to do? You might be able to score a ticket to Hamilton if you stick around in Times Square this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to score tickets to Hamilton. That's happening, Michael. You really think so?
Yes, people are not going to come into town because of the weather. There'll be empty seats. You can get over there.
Speaking of entertainment, Alice, I want to know how this guy is doing who you ran into in Penn Station.
But I don't know if I can reach Nashville. This is a problem.
I don't know if I can reach Nashville. There's a problem. How do you think he's doing?
I think he's probably still here.
Okay.
He's probably in Penn Station. There's a homeless guy here with silver wrap around himself.
Oy.
Cold, hungry, city shelter's unsafe, trying to get indoors. I'm sorry, and he's yelling at me. Okay, he's not being very nice, and he's saying things we cannot say on the radio. And by the way, at TKTS, where there's usually a ton of people on a Wednesday, there's nobody here, okay? There's a lot of tourists here coming out of the hotels. And actually, I've talked to several who are enjoying it. I talked to some ladies from Queensland. They said it's always warm there.
And that's Australia.
Yeah, they like it. They like it. They like it cold, you know. And then the people from Minnesota and Utah are just like, snow.
Yeah. All right, Alice Stockton Rossini in Times Square. I'm telling you, Alice, now is the chance for you to score a ticket to Hamilton. There'll be some empty seats, I suspect.
Go for it, Alice.
Go over to the Richard Rogers Theater.
Michael.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Alice Stockton Rossini. Hey, Len, where is Mark Zuckerberg?
Where is he?
I don't know. The Facebook founder, he's disappeared amid an investigation into his company, all this weird stuff going on, leaking data and whatnot. We're going to find out. We're going to try to find him when we get back. Plus, your next chance at $1,000 is coming up at 9:05 on 710 WOR. But let's go to Bernie Vider with the traffic.
710 WOR.
And it's 6 minutes to nine, along with Michael Riedel, and the snow's really coming down, blowing hard here in
Tribeca,
and I'm sure it is where you are as well.
There's going to be a bit of a lull, I think, and then it's going to come ferociously ripping, roaring back this afternoon.
Weather Channel's backed off just a tad. In other words, they're still predicting 8 to 12 inches for the city, but now the latest projections say it could be toward the lower end. But 8 inches, that's a healthy chunk. If it does get to 10 inches... that would be the largest storm that we've ever had, ever, ever, ever in springtime.
Wow. Wow. So. I mean, I don't want 10 inches, but if we're going to go that far, let's break a record.
Let's go for it. Newark Airport has canceled 844 flights, LaGuardia 786. American shutting down operations at LaGuardia in 2 hours. JFK has only canceled 606 thus far. That's expected to go up. Alternate side is suspended. Parking meters, of course, remain in effect. 220,000 tons of salt on hand.
Wow.
Wow. Wow was right.
And winds could gust up to 40 miles an hour. And, you know, that's where you get the power problems. The lines go down. The trees fall down. But, you know, we were talking to Con Ed earlier, a spokesman from Con Ed. They seem prepared this time, unlike the last time when the governor had to give them a little drubbing.
So are you? Do you believe what CNN has? Is it true news? Is it an apple or is it fake news?
CNN is generally anti-Trump news is how I would characterize CNN
news. Okay, but is it fake?
News. No, it's anti-Trump.
Okay, so in other words, the story has come out from the Washington Post that the president was told in big capital letters, do not congratulate Putin on the phone call yesterday.
All right, for winning the election as president of Russia.
So what did he do?
He congratulated him. Congratulated of course he did.
Putin. So, the Washington Post reported that.
Yep.
CNN is now reporting that the president and Kelly are furious that leaked out. They're trying to determine who the leaker is. Kelly is going to address the staff today and find out how that got out. And who's trying to make him look
bad? You know what he better call? The plumbers. Remember the plumbers from the Watergate years? But, you know, I got to say, let me defend the president here a little bit, Lena. Don't jump all over me. If you're on the phone with Vladimir Putin, all right, you got to deal with the guy. He just won election. It's just politeness dictates. You say, congratulations, you won the election. I don't think Trump dwelled on it very much. You know, why wouldn't you say, congratulations, you won the election? Like, you know, I'm sure it was rigged, probably over there in Russia.
Probably.
But just, you know, just to make small talk with him. Congratulations, you won. Now let's move on. Talk about some big things like, you know, nuclear weapons and going to sit down with North Korea and all that kind of stuff. He was just being polite, Len.
Okay, I'll buy your argument for a second.
Whoa.
No, I will. I mean, I mean, obviously, the election there is a total sham. And then it was silly that Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, when she asked about it, well, U.S. doesn't get involved in other people's elections. Well, really? Because last year they slammed Venezuela over there. So, you know, a very selective thought process going on with those press conferences. But the thought is that that Trump was supposed to go after Putin on all these people who are getting poisoned in London.
Yeah, with those nerves.
Supposed to go after Putin on meddling in our election. He didn't do any of that,
why
but he only
Putin
congratulated
him. Why would Putin even take the phone call if the president is going to give him a drubbing? What's the point of talking about it? You know,
he just look bad if you're going to do a tap dance around Putin.
So
Putin's
Trump should
guy.
Just like, be waving his finger at Putin. You know, Putin is a bad guy. I agree with you. But here's the reality of politics. You got to deal with bad guys sometimes out there. Russia is a hugely powerful country.
I agree.
And if we are going to have talks with North Korea, you got to talk to Russia about it.
I don't disagree.
All right?
And I understand a small talk. Hey, congrats. You won your rigged election. That's fine. Hey, how about Mark Zuckerberg taking a lot of heat? Facebook, of course, giving away all the data to Cambridge Analytica that was used by the Trump campaign. Anyway, Facebook taking a lot of crap. Zuckerberg has gone into hiding.
He has,
Total hiding. People are really annoyed. They're saying, where is Zuckerberg?
Well, yes. I find this interesting, though, because, you know, when Obama was president, boy, you people on the left, you love the Zuckerbergs of the world. You love these new tech kids. They were progressive. They were left. They were going to help Obama win elections. Obama was a high-tech president and all this. But now that the data was used to get Trump elected, all the people on the left are like, this Mark Zuckerberg is a terrible person. We got to call him before Senate hearings and find out what's going on, because the information got into the hands of Republicans. Okay, if Democrats use it to get elected, then Mark Zuckerberg's a hero. But not now, because Trump used information to get elected. Now you got to bring him before the House investigative committees and find out what this evil tech dude is up to.
What's your point? What's that little dopey Ben Carson story?
Old Ben Carson. His wife Candy, he's blaming his wife. She says she picked out the set of furniture that cost $31,000.
Throwing his wife under the bus.
But if anyone knows my wife, they would also realize how ridiculous this is, because she's the most frugal person in the world. So he's blaming her, one, for picking out the $31,000 furniture, and then he's calling her a cheapskate at the same time.
Well,
that's a good marriage.
You can't have it both ways. It's part of the Me Too movement. I don't know what that is. All right, so that's
Ben Carson is not long for this cabinet.
Where are you, Mark Zuckerberg? We want to hear from you. And I understand that the Trump campaign got that material. I'm not, you know, that happens. You know, you can get data.
Absolutely.
But I think Zuckerberg has to address the issue. Coming up, a porn star, a Playboy model, and a reality TV star. What do they all have in common? Did somebody say Trump? Plus, your next chance is $1,000 coming up after the news with Joe Bartlett. It's 9 o'clock.
Your new wake-up $1,000. Now, text the keyword LUCK to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's LUCK to 200-200.
710 WOR.
This is
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
And I'm assuming the snow's coming down hard wherever you are. It's certainly coming down hard here, and it's sticking in Lower Manhattan. But
yeah, I'm looking out the window. It's really coming down now, Len.
Good morning, everyone. At 9:05, we are in for the big stuff this afternoon. This is just the prelude. This is Act 1.
Yeah.
There's
going to be an intermission. Yeah. Ray Stajic, WOR's meteorologist from the Weather Channel, was talking about the little intermission that's going to come in the afternoon. It's going to get a little quiet, and then all of a sudden, boom! It's going to have a big finish in the afternoon with 8 to 12 inches. Maybe.
It's really going to come. It's really going to mess up the afternoon commute. You got to be careful. We were on with New Jersey Transit. I think buses might be a little bit iffy for New Jersey Transit for the afternoon rush. Nothing's been canceled yet. There are modified schedules. For example, Metro North today is operating on a reduced schedule. Amtrak operating modified. Well, we heard that when Alice was at Penn Station, we heard that the train from Washington had been canceled.
I wonder if the train to Boston is going on, but LIRR has normal service, but is warning customers to expect delays. Well, that happens even when it's a beautiful sunny day out. A lot of cancellations at the airports. Newark Airport, 842 flights canceled. LaGuardia, 782. American Airlines announced that all American flights going out of LaGuardia will be canceled from 11 o'clock on. JFK Airport, 601 flights canceled, including my 7:30 flight on Delta to London. I'm not going to London, Len. I will be with you tomorrow and Friday.
I'm surprised you didn't say my flight and some others were canceled at Kennedy. No, I don't know why you bothered mentioning the totals.
I don't really care about the other flights.
Check in with PSE&G. Karen Johnson's on the line. Karen, good morning. You're on with Len and Michael. What's going on?
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you.
What's the latest?
Well, right now our system is really operating normally, but I think the storm is just getting started. So we are preparing for some outages later today, and we have a full complement of people ready to respond.
Yeah. The governor was kind of angry at you guys the last time. I hope you've taken his criticisms to heart.
Well, we always look to improve. I mean, I think that we did a very good response given the challenging conditions, but certainly we always take a look at how we might improve for the next storm.
So obviously you're worried about the 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts that are expected this afternoon.
Well, it could be the wind gusts as well as the heavy, wet snow. So we believe that there's a lot of trees out there that are still weakened from the last two last two or three nor'easters, and certainly those limbs could come down and cause additional outages by bringing down lines.
Karen, give us the number people should call if they have power outages.
Well, they should call 1-800-436-7734. Or what they can also do is we really urge our customers to go on our website, sign up for our texting service. They could text us if they have a power outage, and they can also receive texts from us with updates on their restoration.
All right, good advice. Thanks, Karen Johnson, PSE&G. Good luck with all this.
Thank you very much.
Yep. All right, so obviously the big storm, Michael, leads off our big three. It's going to get tough this afternoon. New York City schools are closed, and most schools are closed.
If you can work remotely, as they say, stay home today and listen to 710 WOR for storm coverage all day long. But it's not a good day to be on the roads. Not a good day to be headed to work.
Also in the big three, the Austin bomber is dead. The serial bomber who's being pursued by police and decided to blow himself up, and at the same time, police shot him. So the explosion didn't kill him, the gunshot did, but he is dead. All we know so far, 24-year-old white male. No other information about who he is or why he did it. And rounding out the big three, the president congratulating Putin on his big election win, and we'll discuss momentarily all the women going after
Trump
in court.
You can't wait. Stormy Daniels, I like, there's a picture in the paper of Stormy Daniels. She took a lie detector test, 2011. She passed it saying she had an affair with Trump. There's a picture of her.
You just want to see this picture. This is ridiculous.
She strapped in. And
I didn't know they had a big enough strap.
Well, she's not strapped. They can't strap in her bazookas there because they're too big. You could administer a polygraph test to the bazookas. I think one lies and one tells the truth.
I don't know what they are.
put that picture up there.
Yeah, we'll put it on the website.
It's hilarious.
Take a look. It is kind of a funny picture. 710WOR.com/LennonMichael. And do you like this song?
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
You know that's rated one of the top five songs of the 20th century.
Classic.
Great song.
Bye-bye.
The man who wrote and performed it, Don McLean, our special guest, coming up in half an hour.
He's got a new album out called Botanical Garden. And he's going to be performing at City Winery on Friday, I think.
Very good.
And my favorite song, though, is "And I." No, what is it? It's do you have it?
"And I Love You."
And I love you. Love it.
The people ask me how.
I kind of like this one.
Starry, starry night.
Yeah, pretty too.
Paint your palette blue and gray.
All right, so Don McLean joining us at 9:40. So I mentioned that the president called Putin and congratulated. Frank in Flushing wants to weigh in. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, gentlemen. Len, two things. Number one,
here we go. This is going to be good. Michael's already laughing. Go ahead. Frank.
Hit him, Frank.
Two things.
Hit him.
Not
take
one.
Take Len out, Frank.
Two things.
Take him out.
Why was it okay for Obama to congratulate Putin in 2012, but Trump is wrong for doing it, one?
Why? That's because he's Trump. But wait a second. Did Obama congratulate him?
Absolutely.
I'd have to fact check that. All right, fine.
Yes, you can.
I believe
good point. Number two, real fast, Michael.
Yeah, go ahead.
The song that you like,
yep.
Perry Como had the hit with that song.
He did. I like Perry Como's version a lot. It's a beautiful song, "And I Love You So." But Don McLean, he had a hit with it too. I mean, a good song can be sung by many different people,
and they can
all have hits. But I love Don McLean, and I grant you though the Perry Como one is damn good.
Thanks, Frank. Good call, pal.
Thanks, Frank.
See, Perry Como, I have to mention that he used to live on Long Island.
Oh, near you.
Yeah, and his old house is currently up for sale, and the listing agent happens to be my wife. So I just thought I'd throw that
in
there.
And isn't there something in his bathroom
from
the old Perry Como days, when he owned the house?
When he lived there, he has this mural painted in his downstairs bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it says on the wall in the bathroom, during a performance, ladies must remain seated at all times in the bathroom.
Very cute. I'm a big Perry Como fan. He was one of my father's favorite singers, so I grew up listening to 8-track tapes in the station wagon of Perry Como.
8-track?
Wow. 8-track
came
tapes.
In late to the parade. I remember reel-to-reel audio tape. All right, let's Well, look, you want to start with Stormy Daniels? Because we have the whole list of women. It's Trump and all the women in the news today.
There we go. So he's popular with the ladies. You're going to knock him for that?
This is a comical picture. She looks like she's being held hostage, though.
She really does.
Stormy Daniels taking her lie detector test with, what'd you call them, bazookas?
Her bazookas. I mean, it looks like if she takes in a deep breath and then exhales, it looks like those straps will... will come explode. Unraveling.
Well, I don't want to read that. Do you really want to get into the graphic questions she was asked?
Yeah. Get
into
them.
Then you read them.
I don't have them here. Where are they?
She was asked three questions according to this report.
There was one. I don't know if we can say this on the air. Around July 2006,
did you do the horizontal hokey pokey with Donald Trump?
The missionary position with
there
Donald
you go.
Trump.
That's not quite what they asked, number one. And then they asked something about
unprotected sex. Did you have unprotected sex?
That was question two. Now, apparently, the examiner at the time gave her a 99% chance that she was telling the truth. The third question they asked her, did Trump say he would get her on The Apprentice? And her answer was inconclusive.
Interesting. Well, I don't think this is a big deal. And we know the guy's not an altar boy, all right? He's New York's most famous playboy. I'm sure he had an affair with her. This is going to disqualify him from being president? Did you support Bill Clinton with the blue dress and Monica Lewinsky? Did that bother you? Were you willing to overlook that, but you're all upset about Stormy Daniels and her bazookas?
No, I'm not upset about her bazoomies, but I don't know why you're putting words in my mouth. Okay, Karen McDougal is suing. Now, she's the former Playboy model. She had an affair with Trump, and she is suing to get out of her non-disclosure agreement.
Right.
Remember, this was the story that she sold for $150,000 to the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
The National Enquirer pulled a fast one because that's a friend of Trump.
Well,
they buried the story.
Right. Well, the executive editor, the unfortunately David named Pecker. David Pecker.
Pecker. Pecker.
David Peckerhead. He is a friend of Trump's. They bought her story for $150,000, but they deep sixed it, and now Karen McDougal is going to sue Trump to get out of her non-disclosure agreement. So she, like Stormy Daniels, can cash in.
Well, she didn't like that. She said she felt tricked because she sold her story to National Enquirer. They bought it and buried it. They have a phrase for that. What is it? Buy and kill or whatever. Catch and kill.
Catch and kill, right.
Catch and kill.
David Pecker.
All right, so that's number two. Number three.
Donald Trump would have to have a best friend whose name is David Pecker.
Well, there you go. President Trump must face a defamation suit by a former contestant on The Apprentice. A Manhattan judge has ruled in a first-of-its-kind decision he cannot claim immunity through his job as being president. No one is above the law, said Justice Jennifer Schechter. So that means that Summer Zervos, she accused the president of groping her, and he said it was pure fiction. Well, now he can. She's allowed to go forward with her lawsuit for defamation.
These are distractions, Len, when he should be leading the free world and congratulating Vladimir Putin on his big win over there in Russia.
Exactly. He has more important things to do.
More important things. He's got to deal with North Korea and China and whatnot.
He's the call up despots and blow smoke up their tush. Not again. WR's Alice Stockton-Rossini. We're on Stormwatch, and she's talking to storm-weary New Yorkers, and some of them, she jumped in line.
She's at Hamilton.
Yeah, she's going to see if they can get some Broadway seats, so we'll check in with her next. We'll get a full forecast from WOR Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic when we return. Plus, your next chance at $1,000 coming up at 10:05 here on 710 WOR. First up, let's go on traffic patrol with Bertie Vider. All right.
Good morning, everybody. Happy spring, Len.
Yeah,
it's springtime.
8 to 12 of spring.
It's going to be great. Yeah, 12 inches of spring.
Here's
can
your
you believe
spring.
It? I know. 8 to 12 inches of snow here in the city and in the tri-state area. We got wind gusts going up to 40 miles an hour. It's starting to stick. I looked out the window the other day. It's sticking here in the city. Let's check in with WOR's Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic for the latest. Ray, you said earlier there's going to be a sort of what we in showbiz call an intermission late this morning, and then the second act is going to be a killer.
Yeah, right now we're getting into the heart of this first round where it's snowing hard right now at Central Park in Newark. Right now it's S plus 1/4 mile at Central Park, so that's heavy snow, quarter mile visibility, and 31 degrees. Note how, as it started precipitating harder, temperatures started dropping a little bit more, and that's exactly what has happened. That's why we're seeing a little bit more in the way of stickage. And we will continue to see this little round go over the next couple of hours, but starting to see that little break down to our south now as you get down towards, let's say, Atlantic City and Monmouth Beach. Those areas are areas that are starting to see a little less in the way of precip. But right back behind that, we'll see some more snow coming on in. And we'll continue to see the snow the most steadiest this afternoon through early tonight. So there will be that period of time when the low gets to our closest latitude later this afternoon where the winds were really going to be ripping. The snow will stay steady for multiple hours, even some heavy snow at times. And we're going to stay in that 8 to 12 inch range. Some
still for the city.
Totals.
You think the main target's the city as opposed to north and west and all that stuff?
Yeah, north and west, instead of 8 to 12, you may end up in like a 6 to 8 inch range or something like that. And you go further north and west, obviously, it'll be less than that. So this looks like from about New York City, right along I-95 and points east, stand to get the heaviest snow. Parts of Long Island may mix. Same thing with coastal parts of New England, so they may see a little bit less toward the lower end of that or less than 8 inches. But right now, we're probably going to be in the target here in the heart of some of this moderate to heavy snowfall as we go through this afternoon and tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ray Stajic, WOR's Weather Channel meteorologist. And now let's check in with Alice Stockton Rossini. Now, earlier, Len, I told her she should swing by the Richard Rogers Theater where Hamilton is running because you might be able to score a ticket today, since some people are probably not going to come in to see the show because of the storm. So, Alice, did you score a ticket to Hamilton?
Not yet, because the box office isn't open, but I'm standing with a bunch of Hamilton hopefuls. We're going to be in the room where it happened. Yeah! Yes, yes.
No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened.
Oh, I thought you wanted to hear the song.
That's
Alice.
The best song from the show.
It's a great song.
How many
you
people
want to hear the rest of it?
Yes.
You're going to keep thinking he's from Atlanta. He's hoping to get a ticket. What do you think? What do you think your chances are?
I think they're extremely high. I am going to get this ticket, and I'm going to be in the room where it happened.
No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where
it's my friend Leslie Odom Jr. singing that song. Alice, how many people are there online?
How many? We got seven. Seven of us so far.
Seven? And you think all seven of you guys are going to get tickets?
Well, that's the idea.
Have you seen the show yet?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
But I bet you know the score by heart. Everybody who goes to the show now knows that score.
Apparently, my friends and I are the only ones who know this full score. Well,
are you there with your friends?
No. My friends texted me and they were like, "If you get in, I will be so happy for you, but also really angry."
Do you want to? Do you want to give us a few lines? Your rendition of "Room Where It Happened."
Oh, my rendition?
Yeah.
You can do it.
Go for it. That's it, huh?
Yeah. Oh, good.
All right, we'll take Alice back. Good luck, pal.
Alice can do it. Can you sing? You can sing the room where it happened.
Hello. So listen, last storm, there was a busload of kids headed here from Boston. A busload. And they canceled.
Oh, no. Tickets are available.
So there were tickets available last night. You need your tickets available, sir? You don't know yet. Okay. You won't work in the box office. Okay,
when
fine.
Is the box office open, Alice?
10 o'clock.
Yeah, box office opens at 10 o'clock. Christine is here from Connecticut with a raccoon now. Pretty funny to say. She thinks I have my number here to pick her here, right?
You know what?
All right, yeah, I can't.
We're having trouble with your phone.
Anyway,
this sounds better.
No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened.
By the way, as we thank Alice, the room where it happened is where Trump thanked Putin and congratulated him for winning the election. So Frank from Flushing called in the last segment and said, well, why was it okay for Obama to congratulate Putin?
I thought
he
had a very good point there, too, Len.
So I looked it up, by the way.
And
Frank from Flushing, I just want to tell you, You're absolutely right. And Obama did
Frank, you win two tickets to Hamilton.
So 2 points for Frank. He's absolutely right. Aha!
Aha, indeed. Yes, good for Frank. Moment. And also, he likes Perry Como doing And I Love You So, because we're going to be talking to Don McLean, who also had hit with it. But first, let's check in with Joe Bartlett in the 9:30 news.
All righty, guys, it's too soon for the Wall Street numbers. I'll get you those in a second. But with this winter storm getting worse and more intense, we can expect briefings from our elected officials with storm information, right?
Right.
But it seems these briefings, which are designed to give us important, life-saving information, are being impacted by politics.
What?
What?
Instead of the mayor and the governor jointly giving us information.
Oh, forget that.
The two people don't speak to each other.
They don't get along, so the two leaders will do separate briefings.
Oh, really?
What a bunch of babies.
Listen, and then Cynthia Nixon will give hers.
Maybe. Anyway, the mayor had scheduled his for 11:30 in Brooklyn. Guess what time the governor just announced his?
11:15.
No.
11:30.
10 a.m. at the Javits Center.
Dueling news coverage. By the way, the Dow is up 5 points.
Okay, great.
Ding, 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 ding.
You need the bell for that or not?
Nah.
By the way, the governor also plans briefings in Dix Hills at 12 o'clock and up in Suffern at 2 o'clock. Yeah, this is really beginning to pick up and beginning to accumulate on the ground. As you guys have said, 8 to 12 inches in most areas. And over in New Jersey, the governor there says, just stay home.
Please do not head out into the snow unless you absolutely have to. Please give the local, county, and state crews the chance to work unimpeded to get our roads and highways clear.
Yeah, but again, a lot of people probably will ignore that. Authorities in Texas say they should remain vigilant even after the death of the suspect responsible for 5 explosions in Austin. 24-year-old white male blew himself up when confronted by police this morning. The police chief, Brian Manley, says, though, there could be other devices out there.
This investigation is still underway, so we cannot say that this was an individual acting on their own. That's why this investigation will continue through the day or days coming.
And police say they are still not sure of a motive as yet. President Trump tweeting again about special counsel Robert Mueller today. Now, this time he's quoting Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz, saying that Mueller should never have been appointed because there was no evidence of a crime.
No collusion.
There was a second tweet, too. The president says there was no probable cause for believing there was collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign.
Then shut it down. See how that goes
for you. It is the illusion of collusion.
I like
that. That's what it is, the illusion of collusion.
And finally here, guys, has American Idol been a failure? A lot of postmortems here before the patient dies. The much-publicized return of this singing competition has seen the ratings plummet since their debut earlier this month. Monday, they got clobbered by The Voice.
Oh, yeah, NBC.
Yeah, that's on NBC.
You know, that show, American Idol, has never been as good without Simon Cowell there.
You know what?
Being mean to everybody.
There's a number of theories. I think it's this cast of judges. They don't
no
do
chemistry, and they're not very interesting.
But, you know, the theory here is, by the way, 7.7 million viewers for Idol, 10.7
wow,
for The Voice.
Big.
Some people are blaming the sexual abuse allegations against Ryan Seacrest. Mm? Yeah. Others say it's controversy surrounding Katy Perry.
Right.
And Lionel Richie's one of the other judges.
Yeah. He's boring.
Yeah, and
boring.
Luke Bryan. They really don't do anything. Anyway, but the New York Post says the success of the show could be make or break for the ABC boss Ben Sherwood, I guess.
Ooh, because he could be out if he doesn't get the ratings up.
And
on
Fox
show.
Knew what they were doing when they dumped the show.
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah.
All right, good for NBC, though. The Voice is the popular show. So, hey, speaking of singing, guys, we're going to be singing Bye Bye, Miss American Pie.
So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
That is the great Don McLean. He is going to be joining us when we get back, plus your next chance at $1,000 is coming up at 10:05 on 710 WOR.
Riverwalk is a premier independent living community overlooking the Hudson River with luxury residential style accommodations. Riverwalk is part of River Spring Health's Family of Care Solutions and is located at the Hebrew Home at Riverdale's lush 32-acre waterfront campus. Riverwalk's spacious modern apartments feature cafe-style meals, housekeeping, and concierge services. I've been to Riverwalk and witnessed older adults as they experience life in a vibrant atmosphere. It's a beautiful campus if you've never been up there. I've seen the residents participating in activities and programs, including art classes, live entertainment, dance and music. Residents enjoy a renowned art collection and museum cultural trips and are enriched through Riverwalk University courses, lectures, and current events classes. Find out more. Call 800-56 Senior. That's 800-56 56 Senior, every aspect of their Riverwalk experience has been thoughtfully crafted around one central mission: to help your loved ones live forward each and every day. Call 800-56-SENIOR or go to riverspringhealth.org today.
And now let's get the traffic report with Bernie Biden.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die."
Welcome back, everyone, at 9:40. One of the great songs of all time. In fact, rated one of the top five songs
of the 20th century. Bye Bye Miss American.
Written and sung by New Rochelle's own Don McLean. It's a pleasure to welcome him to the broadcast. Good morning, Don.
Are you the Len Berman from television?
Well, now I'm on radio, yeah, but I am that guy.
He is the famous
sports guy?
Yeah, that's
him.
Me.
That's him, Don. You got it.
Yeah, I used to see you all the time. Terrific. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you both.
Hey, Thank you. Great to have you on. We wanted to mention your new album is called Botanical Gardens.
Right.
You'll be performing this Friday night at the City Winery here right around the corner on Varick Street.
And, I'm going to go.
Are you?
Yeah,
I'm
going to go.
Right.
And the question is, you know, come on. You can take a rest. You're an old guy like me. Why are you still working?
A hot band, I'll tell you that. Even if you don't like me, you'll love the band.
Who doesn't like you, Doc?
Got a lot of songs.
Yeah. Hey, tell me the inspiration or the theory behind this new album. Why do you call it Botanical Gardens?
Well, it's, you know, about a guy walking in the gardens and thinking about romance and his life and the past and then, you know, wondering whether he can leave or not. He leaves. The city I have in mind is New York City, you know, dark, and now it's snowing.
Yeah.
And then I walk into this beautiful tropical garden in Sydney with young people, young families, young girls and guys and kids and everything, and start to do that thing, you know, where you start to just go into a reverie of some sort. And then it's over, and, you know, do I go back to the world, or are the gates going to close behind me, and do I stay here forever? So it's really kind of like a heaven, but I didn't really realize it when I did it. A lot of the stuff I just take down, it comes into my head, and I do it. And that started, and then we made a track of a couple of other tunes. And I kept going until the whole idea was finished, and BMG liked it and put it out, and they're supporting it, which is really unusual.
And this, in the music business today, yeah.
I'm going to play just a little snip. Now, this isn't from the album, but it's of you doing one of the songs. I just want to let the audience know that you still got it.
It was a total eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. She rolled back the years to the pain and the tears of that total eclipse of the sun.
We're on the air with the great, iconic American singer-songwriter, performer Don McLean. Hey, Don, you know, when I think of your song, and I think of American Pie, and, you know, I think of a lyric like, "Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry." I mean, these are lyrics that people know and will know forever. You know, long after Riedel and I are gone, people will know your music and your words. And I'm just wondering, you know, kind of how that makes you feel.
I'm just happy that people like something I did. I had no idea I would do anything. It mattered very much. I was just trying to make a living.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of competition and inspiration out in those days. You know, the Beatles were doing amazing things and all those people and so many others. So there was a lot of competition, a lot of music in the air.
Don, I'm always curious to know, a great song like American Pie, how long did it take you to write, and what was the inspiration for it?
Well, it took me about 3 months to write, and but the 3 months were basically doing nothing but just sort of thinking about it.
And what was the inspiration for?
Well, the inspiration actually was the fact that I had thought about the Buddy Holly plane crash for years and years, and thought about Buddy Holly. I mean, he meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
And one time I was at the Newport Folk Festival, and Pete Seeger brought a bunch of us kids up there to sing with him in 1969, and that was the weekend that they landed on the moon. So it was a crazy place, and all kinds of people were there. Amazing, amazing weekend. And so I met Phil Everly. The Everly brothers
sure,
were there.
Sure.
And I asked him about Buddy Holly. And he said, oh, yeah, Buddy died because he wanted to do his laundry. And when he said that to me, all of a sudden, everything moved in my head. Everything that I'd ever thought about him, because all I knew about Buddy Holly was what was on the backs of records and a few little bits and pieces. You couldn't find out anything about anybody back in those days.
What do you mean he wanted to do his laundry?
Well, he went ahead because he had dirty laundry he wanted to do so he could, and then he'd catch up with the tour later. He didn't want to stay behind and do it because he couldn't have the time to do it. So he got a plane to get ahead. And when he said that, all of a sudden I had a guy who had dirty laundry, a human being, you know, not this frozen individual that I'd had in my head all these years. And then I started thinking about him again. And then that first part of the song happened.
Well, this is, of course, referencing the 1959 plane crash. It was Buddy Holly, the big bopper.
And Richie Valens.
Richie Valens,
Don, a song of yours that I really love is And I Love You So. How did you come to record that? And did you have it after Perry Como had the hit with it?
Well, this was recorded in 1969 for the Tapestry album out in Berkeley, California.
Great album.
I wrote all kinds of different songs for that, and Castles in the Air. Those two songs became very successful. But again, I wasn't thinking about that. I was just had all kinds of different songs on that record. And it was recorded immediately by a lot of different pop singers, Johnny Mathis and Andy Williams and everybody that was around in those days. There were a lot of variety shows and a lot of singers that sang these songs. And then Como did it because of Chet Atkins, and he had a massive hit with it. And he that was his last million seller before he just, you know, he kind of went out of the picture. And so then Elvis did it after that.
Not bad. Not a bad lineup of people.
His people, I don't know who they were, maybe those guys he hung out with, but somebody said, well, Elvis wants the publishing. And so we said, well, he can't have it. So he did the song anyway.
All right. Well, Don McLean, it's been a pleasure to meet you on the phone.
Thank you.
And thank you for spending a few minutes. The new album is called Botanical Gardens, and you'll be at the City Winery Friday night.
I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, pal. Having me. Nice to talk to both of you.
Okay, take care, Don. Thanks a lot. He wrote that. I love that song, How Lonely Life Can Be. The shadows follow me and the night won't set me free.
This is one of your favorites.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them.
And just one more touch of Don McLean.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray.
You know, he's now the second great performer we had on, Andrew Lloyd Webber. I asked a similar question. How does it make you feel that your words and lyrics and what you've accomplished will live forever? Asked Don McLean the same thing, and they both had, you know, Webber said, I'm just worried about the next project. McLean said, hey, I'm just glad I made something of myself.
I know. It was on my mind. I wrote it, and it's poetry, the poetry of America, that song.
Up, we'll finish things up. We'll talk about the snow, which is picking up. We'll check in with the Office of Emergency Management here in the city to see if the city's ready to go. It's all coming up next, and your next chance at $1,000 at 10:05 here on 710 WOR. Great to have Don McLean with us this morning. Right now, Bernie Viter has traffic.
So New York, 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. It's 9:55. Mark Simone, Mr. New York, is on deck. Len, the snow is really coming down.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Our fourth nor'easter. To tell us about what's going on in the city, we are now joined by Commissioner Joseph Esposito of NYC Emergency Management Department. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Yeah, what's happening?
So what keeps you up at night? What is your biggest concern today?
Well, what kept me up last night was I woke up this morning and it was 10 inches without already at 6 o'clock in the morning. That would have kept me up. So
But what specifically, Joe, what specifically does your office do?
Well, we manage all the emergency. We prepare, we try and prepare the people of the city for incidents, whatever they are. They're natural disasters or man-made. We try and educate them as much as possible. But we coordinate a lot of the response. Now, we have our emergency operations center open today. We'll have a number of city agencies in here. The mayor will be here later on. A lot of our partners are in here. And we coordinate all the response to incidents such as the snowstorm.
Yeah, and a lot of concern about traffic. I would think people should try to stay off the roads today if at all possible.
Well, that was our message yesterday, and that's our message. We're continuing with the message today. As you said, you looked out the window, and it's coming down. We knew it was going to be coming down hard. Some of us really didn't expect it to start sticking this quick because it's still right around freezing now. We thought maybe we would get a break and it wouldn't start sticking until later on this afternoon. But as you can see, it's already sticking even on the pavement. So we're gonna have an event. We're gonna definitely have a major event today.
Yeah, and as you say, it's getting to freezing, so it's going to be slick and slippery out there. People have got to be careful coming up the stairs, down the stairs, in the subways.
Yeah, and right now, yes, that's exactly right. We're asking people to take mass transit. Mass transit is on schedule right now. They're working. You know, some of the buses may be having less buses out there, but right now, if you have to get out, and we're recommending that you don't go out, but if you have to go out, take mass transportation.
Yeah, but just be careful out there. So,
without a doubt. Leave yourself extra time. You know, we always tell you, folks, check on your neighbors, the vulnerable population. If you got somebody who's sick or not able to get out of the house, now is a good time to check on them to make sure they have what they need to get through the next day or so. I mean, it's going to go up to the 40s tomorrow, so I think it'll start melting tomorrow. But there is still some uncertainty on how much snow we're going to get. If it keeps up like this, and it's sticking already, we're going to wind up with, over 10 inches.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Commissioner Joseph Esposito from the NYC Emergency Management Department.
Thanks, Joe.
Good advice there to check up on neighbors who can't get out. If you're going to make a run to the supermarket and you've got someone who a little older maybe in your apartment building and they need some water or some tea or something to eat tonight, you know, I actually have a woman who lives on my floor. When I get home today, I'm going to check to see if she needs anything.
You're a good guy.
Thank you very much.
Hey, listen, the hits just keep on coming. We had Don McLean on our show in the last 20 minutes or so. And tomorrow, this actor is great. A TV star. He's got his own series now. And he was great on The Good Wife.
Alan Cumming.
And he was on Cabaret on Broadway.
I remember seeing Alan Cumming in 1999. No one had ever heard of this guy. He came to New York in a splendid revival of Cabaret with the late, great, much-lamented Natasha Richardson. And Alan played the MC, the part made famous by Joel Grey in the original production of Cabaret. And Alan was sensational, and he won a Tony Award.
Well, he's got this TV series, Instinct, and he will join us tomorrow morning.
He's a great guy. Yeah, great guy. I've seen him a number of times on Broadway. He's a lot of fun, too. And, you know, he's a DJ. He's got a nightclub here in New York.
Well,
and
cool.
I can often go and see him spinning records, so he'll be on tomorrow. All right. Did you miss anything today? If you did, you can check out 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. Go back and listen to our Don McLean interview. He's going to be at the City Winery Friday night. I am going to be there. Love that song, Bye Bye, Miss American Pie.
Well, that's a good way to say bye bye.
We'll say goodbye bye.
So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be
your new wake-up call. Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on the